but you're getting into magic. Okay, a banishing ritual. Now, what the heck is that? Banishing? Hey, what am I, a guy from France in the 1500s who got sent out of his country? No, dummy, that's exile. Different than banishing. Banishing, you know, you read these books about banishing rituals, and they can be so... magical authors love to be so spooky, and they're like, this is to clear the energy of the room, to cleanse your aura and purify your auric body. And any of the dark demons of the underworld and any maleficent spirits that are filling your home, this is to clear them away and to show them that you are the ultimate power. And it's just like, okay, kind of. Yeah, that's true to a degree on a sort of metaphorical level. But spiritual authors love to, magical authors, all these big dick swinging males, you know, with their big egos who like to be the highest magus of all. They like to be very extremist. They like to exaggerate. They like to make a dang mountain out of a molehill, baby. And so they'll come along and they're probably giving you, yeah, some truth, some real explanation and definition of what a banishing ritual is. But then they love to infuse all this spooky bullshit into it. And that is really just most of the time misleading and superstitious and gets people with certain background or framework, you know, fearful or afraid, as if they're like, you know, as if you got to be like, Yod, hey, Vav, hey, be gone, spirit. You know, in the early days, it can feel like that, especially if you, you know, growing up in countries where Christianity is the main religion, it can feel spooky and strange and like too supernatural, too superstitious. And you have to remember, it is based on, there's a history of superstition from earlier practitioners who were very Bible-centric and who, you know, operated from a framework of demons and angels and like personifying these energetic entities. They had to personify them as something, and so angels and demons is what it ended up being, or other kinds of spirits, many other kinds of spirits, and deities too. Deities being personified as in human form, you know. So anyhow, when you're banishing, the thing to do is for one to just keep, if you're starting out, that is, just keep doing it for a while. Like, so many people will start this and they'll do it for 2 days and be like, nothing's happening. I banished for 2 days. Nothing's happening. It's like, bro, you got to commit a little more, man. Do it for 6 months. Do it for a damn year. Do it every day for a year, okay? Because you got to be patient. Like, these things are not, you can't go to counseling once and, like, get all your shit dealt with. You gotta keep coming back, and it's slow and arduous and kind of a grind, but then occasionally you have those breakthrough moments. It is very similar when you're starting out and you're doing the banishing stuff, because for a long time, it's not gonna make sense what you're actually doing. Vibrating these names of God, or perceived as such, or vibrating these words of power and drawing the pentagrams in the air and calling upon the archangels and all that. It seems like something from Harry Potter. It seems weird and spooky, and you expect, like, maybe, if you're like me or I did starting out, you expect that, you know, oh, am I mixing up with something dangerous here? What if a demon comes in and is like, oh, Josh, you have summoned me, and now I'm going to drag your soul to hell, or something like that, you know? Or even that the some huge, bright, glorious archangel is going to blast into the room and just be like, how dare you use my name? You are not pure enough. And anything like that. Those sort of thinkings can come in. Those sort of thinkings? What the hell kind of phrase is that? What are you talking about? Those kind of thinkings? Anyway, that can be the perception, or at least it certainly was for me. And let me tell you, pal, all that shit, you can just relax, let it go. Nothing of the sort is going to occur, okay? So stay with it, practice it for a while, and yeah, is maybe some strange stuff gonna happen?
Yeah,
it might. It might if you're paying attention and if you're trying to just let go of what's in your mind, get to a point of single-pointed awareness, which is very difficult, and you have to meditate for a long time, and that's a continual discipline to get there. But stay with it. See what happens. Notice if you hear anything around you, if you feel anything within your body, and just try to drop everything else, worries, concerns from life, all that shit, the things you have to take care of, finances, your job, dishes, laundry, whatever, all that stuff. The point, or part of the point, is to definitely just let all that stuff go. And that you come to realize that one of the things that banishing is for is like banishing distraction itself, banishing all the mental noise and debris in your mind.
Debris in your mind. Hey, get a freaking, where's the trash guy? Where's my brain trash pickup guy? You know, I'm paying my waste management bills. What the hell is all this shit in my head tumbling around? Anyway, energetic debris, mental debris. Part of banishing is to put you in a state of mind. It's less about the external action stuff. It's less about those names and words, although they do have very poignant meaning and they are powerful in a certain sense. But the point part of it, a big part of the point, is to put you in a state of mind that when you're drawing that circle around you, it's saying there's nothing else in this circle but divinity. There's nothing else in this circle. You know, I hesitate to use the word God because it's been it's like that word's fucked. It's been overused and there's a huge baggage around that word and there's enormous misconceptions. But it's to say whatever term you want to use, universal power, supreme being, absolute nothingness, chaos, awareness, the silent witness behind every eye, whatever the hell you want to use, use it. As long if you know that you're representing, you know, the ultimate thing that is above all description, above all definition, above every deity, and the thing that all deities actually represent themselves, an embodiment of all those things, the biggest, highest, you know, supreme ideal, which you are already a part of. So when you're banishing, you're trying to say, I'm clearing my mind of all this other shit. I'm clearing my attachment to the elements. I'm clearing my attachment to the planetary energies that interact with your life and are interwoven into you in a way that's kind of hard to parse out at first. But they do have implications on like how you move through the world and the sort of stuff that you're carrying around within you, often without even realizing it. So it's just like, I don't know, I can't think of a good metaphor. What am I, Mr. Metaphor Guy? You want a good metaphor? Hey, go talk to Bill Shakespeare, okay? You want a good metaphor? Why don't you dig up the body of John Steinbeck and give him a cigarette and be like, hey, John, can you give me a great metaphor for my stream today? Thanks, John, and then kick his ass back into the grave. Fuck you, John. Just kidding, I like your books. John Steinbeck's great. Metaphors. I can't think of a good one. It's like sweeping off the porch, okay? There's a bunch of dirt and leaves and crap on your porch, and you're sweeping away a little circle until it's just clean, beautiful, pure wood that you are standing in the middle of. And it's saying, I'm pushing everything out of this area so that I can calm my mind and let divinity come in, you know? And don't take that too literally, or don't overthink it at first. Just again, it's something you just have to play with and practice with and stay with for a time and keep doing it over and over, and don't get too caught up on like the literal. Don't be literal about it. Don't be too in your head. The whole point is like to let go of the mind. The mind is trying to make an explanation for what's happening here. The mind is trying to it's exactly that. The mind is looking for a framework to put it into. The mind is looking for a judgment or a label or a name to say, aha, this is what's happening. Now I understand this. Now I have control over it. Yeah, fuck you, brain. Shut the fuck up. So yes, there's nothing spooky.
Is it related in any way to demons or spirits or angels? Yeah, in a certain sense, but don't worry about that right now. Nothing's going to show up. It's all right. And along the way, you realize you won't even need the tools. Eventually, you won't need the magical tools. You don't even need to do the gestures. You can do it completely in your mind. And eventually, you'll actually learn you don't need to banish at all. But it's extremely useful and helpful to bring you to a place of understanding. And yeah, the even just thinking of like ritual, what is ritual? Ritual is like a symbol. It's a metaphor. It's an expression that even if it's not making a literal change on the physical realm, any kind of ritual has real implication because you are making a specific intentional act that causes a change in the universe. You know, it causes a break in reality between you not doing that ritual and you choosing to do that ritual. And even that, however small, has an effect. So just don't get too literal, all right? Anything else to say about it? Anything else to say about it? I mean, I just can't express enough. Do it over and over. And don't get too caught up on like, oh, I forgot to say this name. I forgot to, you know, do the Kabbalistic cross at the end. I mean, for sure, like memorize the steps. There's not that many. And it really doesn't take that long to memorize it if you stay with it and if you're dedicated and serious about this. And like, yeah, it's just don't worry too much about trying to visualize the pentagrams really hard. It's okay. Relax, you know, just keep doing it. And the more you can let your brain go, the better. The more you can just stop thinking and let yourself sort of fall into the ritual and just carry it through and do it for a while and start noticing what happens in your life around you. Start noticing what happens during the ritual itself. And then you can start to get a feel for it. But it is going to take a while. Okay, I think that's all I got for today. Is that it? You know, and hey, this stuff, it's still a practice for me too. I'm not some guru or shaman or fucking high magus myself. These things are things that I am still working through and parsing out as well. But I have at least enough experience and understanding to realize that I had a misconception about what the hell a banishing ritual was for a long time. And so I still just see so much confusion around it out there, whether it be on message boards or which Reddit is the last place to try to go learn magic, like stay the fuck away from there. But yeah, just a lot of confusion and a lot of dumbass, like self-important magical authors, though there are many great ones working in this field. Yeah, a lot of authors just being really misleading and almost like leaving things out or not being specific about what it is, so that you have to stumble through it and make mistakes yourself, which is kind of okay. And that is part of it. It's like, yeah, just do it, make the mistakes and figure it out and learn by trial and error. It's fine. But I don't like this bullshit of like, oh, I'm going to keep part of this behind the veil so that you actually don't know what you're doing. Fuck that. It's like, let's just get to the real thing. Okay. Life is short. And this is only one of the earliest methods towards just being on the ultimate path to liberation and awakening and getting past all the really unnecessary fancy magic shit and just getting to the real point. So that's all I got today for you motherfuckers. Thanks for listening. I'm doing like a Jack Black thing. Scribbity-doo. I don't know. Whatever he does. And I'm not Jack Black, so please don't, you know, don't. I don't appreciate you bringing it up. Keep on doing your thing. Thanks for watching this. Thanks for listening to this. I have a podcast called Zeit Heist, where I talk to people in the occult world and the spiritual world and the meditation world and do all kinds of fun, crazy shit on there too. Do a little fun. Hey, a little memes. You ever heard of a meme? I do a little funny ass. Some of the freaking funniest crap you ever seen on the dang internet sort of thing, and also some music, and Hey, it's a whole spirituality variety show. There's all kinds of crazy crap in there, okay? You can find it. It's on YouTube. It's on Spotify and iTunes and all the places you know where to get a damn podcast. Hey, these guys today, they know where to get their damn podcasts. They don't need you holding your hand, holding the hand to guide them. Here's your podcast. Here's your podcast. There it is. See?
Okay, I don't know what this is. The bits come at the end, I guess. Thanks for watching. I think that's it.